The Renaissance Festival Podcast, number 20, for the weekend of November 12th through 13th, 2005. Music from Vince Conaway, Bedlam Bards, Istanpita, Flying Fish Sailors, Iris and Rose, Rosewood Guild, Wildfire, and Three Pints Gone. Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn.
And I'm Kristen Roger. And that was Vince Conaway with Swallowtail from Next Market Day. And he's at the Louisiana Renaissance Fair.
And also at the Louisiana Renaissance Fair is the Bedlam Barge with Black Leather Band from their CD, Take Out the Trash. Find them at bedlambards.com.
Oh, the moonlight gleamed off her handcuffs as she gave me the back of her hand. And the whip cracked down as I lay there tied up with her black leather band. In a neat little town called Gomorrah, by cruel distress I was bound. And many's the hour of happiness I spent there while I was tied down. Oh, the moonlight gleamed off her handcuffs as she gave me the back of her hand. And the whip cracked down as I lay there tied up with her black leather band.
Well, I tried my best for to please her as I fed her grapes and I panned. For only the wealthiest slaves get the pleasure of wearing the black leather band.
Oh, the moonlight gleamed off her handcuffs as she gave me the back of her hand. And the whip cracked down as I lay there tied up with her black leather band.
but she liked to go strolling down Broadway. On a short leash, I couldn't go far. Reined in by that frolicsome damsel with a tattoo and a dagger-shaped scar. Oh, the moonlight gleamed off her handcuffs as she gave me the back of her hand. And the whip cracked down as I lay there tied up with her black leather band. Oh, the moonlight gleamed off her handcuffs as she gave me the back of her hand. And the whip cracked down as I lay there tied up with her black leather band. Well, I woke one day from my lust for her and the laces I took from me hand. When she came, I put her in position, tied up with her own leather band. Oh, the moonlight gleamed off her handcuffs as she gave me the back of her hand. And the whip cracked down as I lay there tied up with her black leather band. So beware, all you randy young fellows, when a lassie takes advantage of ye. Enjoy it as long as you like me, boy, then turn her right over your knee. Oh, the moonlight gleamed off her handcuffs as she gave me the back of her hand. And the whip cracked down as I lay there tied up with her black leather band. Oh, the moonlight gleamed off her handcuffs as she gave me the back of her hand. And the whip cracked down as I lay there tied up with her black leather band.
It's Estampida, not Constantinople.
Oh, I was hoping you weren't going to do that again.
I know. We since I screwed it up the first time when we recorded.
well, you can admit it.
But what can I say? I still, it's the first thing that comes to my mind. I thought it would be a little bit redundant, but, you know, Estampida. Let's go on. Estampida with CS. The song is, from first song actually on their CD. which is called Pilgrimage to the Shrine of Saint Mary. It is CSM number 100. They're one of the few bands that I know actually that actually plays music that could actually have been performed in the Renaissance, which is always cool. So I'm really happy to have Istanbida on the show. So
yes, that was very, very pretty.
I think that's the
first song that I've actually heard that was actually truly Renaissance style. But
that's no, that's medieval. You got to get those
medieval.
Right.
What? All right, whatever. Literature, I can do. Other than that, I don't know. Also, I clonked myself in the head the other day with a catalytic converter, and my head still hurts periodically, so I get confused.
That takes talent. Congratulations.
That hurt a lot. Next up is the Flying Fish Sailors with Floopendemic from Loch Ness Monster, and they're also at the Texas Renaissance Festival.
And this is, like I was saying earlier, which you all won't know about because it wasn't recorded. flu pandemic is very relevant to the fact that, you know, there's the bird flu going around. So
the flying bird flu.
No, we took out the flying because never mind. what's kind of cool is this song was written, actually. I think it took place for the one of the first flu pandemic, and it was written by one of the members, and it really covers that, well, the whole scare, I guess. But it does it in such a happy way. I love it. It's the flu pandemic.
Like you guys with the...
What's that?
Kind of like when the Brobnagi and Bards do Black and Tans.
Yeah, you could say
that. You do the happiest version of the angriest song I've ever heard.
Well, one of these days, I've been wanting to write a song that was about the Black Death, but really bright and cheerful, you know?
Oh, you mean like Ring Around the Rosie?
Well, even cheerfuler. Cheerfuler, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
If that's
Let's
possible.
Just play the song and keep going.
Flying Fish Sailors, Flu Pandemic.
The flu pandemic, and it swept the whole world wide. It caught soldiers and civilians, and they died. Whether lying in the trenches or lying in their beds, 20 million of them got it, and they're dead.
There was a soldier on the battleground in 1917. He turned there to his buddy with his face a ghastly green. He said, "We made it both through Passchendaele, the Somme, and Flanders too. But now my number's up, my lad, for I've gone and caught the flu."
It was the flu pandemic, and it swept the whole world wide. It caught soldiers and civilians, and they died. Whether lying in the trenches or lying in their beds, 20 million of them got it, and they're dead.
A nurse was in the hospital when Tommy was brought in. When he sneezed, she caught a face full that was flying in the wind. She wrote a letter home to England to tell them of her plight, but the letter never got there, for the postman too had died.
It was the flu pandemic, and it swept the whole world wide. It caught soldiers and civilians, and they died. Whether lying in the trenches or lying in their beds, 20 million of them got it, and they're dead.
From the meadowlands of Somerset and o'er the bounding main to the shores of old America, they sung the same refrain. Mothers, fathers, uncles, and aunts, as well as the odd nephew, brothers and sisters and bosses and lovers, were all got by the flu.
It was the flu pandemic, and it swept the whole world wide. It caught soldiers and civilians, and they died. Whether lying in the trenches or lying in their beds, 20 million of them got it, and they're dead.
Mm-hmm.
a businessman in Cairo hit the street without a sound. And an eager little Bolshevik in old Sevastopol couldn't keep up his grinning at Lenin as comrade virus took its toll. It was the blue pandemic, and it swept the whole world wide. It caught soldiers and civilians, and they died, died, died. Whether lying in the trenches or lying in the beds, 20 million of them got it, and they're dead, dead, dead. It was the flu pandemic, and it swept the whole world wide. It caught soldiers and civilians, and they died, died, died. Whether lying in the trenches or lying in their beds, 20 million of them got it, and they're dead, dead, dead.
Bum, 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 bang away, laddies. Bang it good and strong. What in the hell will the village do when both of us are gone? Well, if you wear a diamond ring upon Iris's hand, then every time she scratched her bum, you'd see the promised land. Well, bum, hey, bum, bang away, laddies. Bang it good and strong. What in the hell will the village do when Iris here is gone? Well, if you were a peapot, Beanie throws his bed, then every time she had to go, you'd see her maiden head. If she had one, bang away, laddies, bang it good and strong. What in the hell will the village do when good old Rose is gone? Well, Iris got arrested, she couldn't pay the fine. She said to the judge, take it out of this arse of mine. Bum, 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 bang away, laddies, bang it good and strong. What in the hell will the village do when Iris here is gone? Well, Rose, she went to London, and there she met a sailor. She lost her maiden head to him, the rigging climber nailed her. Bum, 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 bang away, laddies, bang it good and strong. What in the hell will the village do when good old Rose is gone? Well, Iris got religion, she had it once before. She prayed real hard for the minister while they did it on the floor. Bum, 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 bang away, laddies, bang it good and strong. What the hell will the village do when Iris here is gone? Well, Rose, she had a baby, it was her pride and joy. She would have named it for herself if the bastard was a boy. Bum, 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 bang away, laddies, bang it good and strong. What in the hell will the village do when good old Rose is gone? Well, if you were the hat that sits on Iris's head, then every night you'd find yourself lost in another bed. Bum, 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 bang away, laddies, bang it good and strong. Ha! What in the hell will the village do when Iris here is gone? Well, if you were the girdle that sits on Rose's bum, you'd lie crumpled on the floor, cause Rose was having fun. Bum, 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 bang away, laddies, bang it good and strong. What the hell will the village do when good old Rose is gone? Well, Iris knows a butcher, and she thinks he's real sweet.
He is.
But we all know he likes her best for the way she pounds his meat. Bum, 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 bang away, laddies, bang it good and strong. What the hell will the village do when Iris here is gone?
Well, Rose is known for singing, and Rose is known for jokes. Ha-ha. But painters seem to like her best for strong and steady strokes.
Bum, 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 bang away, laddies, bang it good and strong. What in the hell will the village do when good old Rose is gone? Well, some girls work in factories,
and some girls work in stores.
Iris works in this here pub,
and Rose is just a
hey! Bang, bang away, laddies, bang it good and strong.
Yes, yes.
What in the hell will the village do when both of us are gone? Bum, 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 bang away, laddies, bang it good and strong. What in the hell will the village do when both of us are gone?
Do you love Celtic music? Every week, the Celtic MP3s music magazine guides you to the best free and legal Celtic MP3s online. It is free to subscribe, and the music will keep your toes tapping for years to come. And now you can enjoy quick access to over 100 bands featured in the magazine when you join Songhenge, the Celtic MP3s exclusive archive of free Celtic music. Visit CelticMP3s.com or FreeIrishMusic.com to subscribe and start downloading some of the great Celtic music you love to hear.
But my love is fairer than any.
That was Rosewood Guild with Red is the Rose from their CD Forever and a Day. You can find them at rosewoodguild.com, and they are performing this weekend at the Carolina Royal Fair.
So pretty.
Yeah.
And before that, we had entirely 90-degree style change with Iris and Rose and Bang Away from Misconceptions Part Woo. And they're at the Texas Renaissance Fair. You know, I seem to remember Iris and Rose being a little more subtle, body songs, sorry. But I could be confusing them with somebody else.
Did I laugh out loud there? No, yeah, no. No, a lot of their songs are not very subtle. I mean, they have some. They have some of those two. But that certainly isn't one of them.
Maybe it's the Limey Birds I was thinking of. They tend to be a little bit more subtle. Not much, but a little bit.
I'll just bite my tongue here.
Oh, don't do that. You might hurt yourself.
Yeah. We have another new band that we're happy to bring to the Renaissance Festival podcast. It is Wildfire, wildfire.com. And the song is Bark in the Harbor from their CD All's Fair. And they're performing this weekend at the Camelot Days Fair.
Bark in the harbor, I went roaming on shore. Stepped into a pub where I'd ne'er been before. And as I was sitting and enjoying my glass, who chanced to walk in but a young Spanish lass? She sat down beside me and kept squeezing my hand, saying, "Sir, you're a stranger, not long in this land. Will you roam, jolly sailor, will you roam along with me to some lonesome spot where nobody can see? Don't you leave me, jolly sailor," were the words she did cry, waving and weeping and wiping her eyes. "When you reach home in your own newfound land, think on the young Spaniard who kept squeezing your hand." I quickly consented with her for to roam. She lived by herself in a neat little home. She was brisk, plump and jolly, and her age scarce 19. The name of that maiden, I think, was Irene. One fine summer's morning, our ship she set sail. Down by the seashore, lovely Irene she came, waving her pocket handkerchief and wiping her eyes.
"Don't leave me, jolly sailor,"
were the words she did cry. "Don't you leave me, jolly sailor," were the words she did cry, waving and weeping and wiping her eyes. "When you reach home in your own newfound land, think on the young Spaniard who kept squeezing your hand."
All right. When I was a young man, I used to like girls. I'd play with their bodies and fondle their curls. Till my girlfriend ran off with a salesman named Bruce. Now you'd never be treated that way by a moose.
And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose. But I've never had anything quite like a moose.
When I'm in the mood for a really good lay, I go to my closet and gets me some hay. I go to my window and spreads it around, 'cause moose always comes when there's hay on the ground.
And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose. But I've never had anything quite like a moose.
Now gorillas are all right for Saturday night. Lions and tigers, they puts up a fight. But it's just not the same when you slams their caboose as the feeling you get when you're humping a moose.
And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose. But I've never had anything quite like a moose.
Now I've done it with all sorts of beasties with hair. Hell, I'd do with snakes if their fangs weren't there. Done it with a walrus, a duck, and a goose. But I've never had anything quite like a moose.
And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose. But I've never had anything quite like a moose.
So now that I'm older and advanced in my years, I look back on my life, I'm blind, and I'll shed me no tears as I sit in my chair with my glass of Matus.
Playing hide the salami from my friend the moose. And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose. But I've never had anything quite like a moose.
So when off to heaven, my soul soars away. I'll show up at those gates with my bale of fresh hay, and they're bound to inquire as to my grin.
So I'll wind up in hell humping mooses again. And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose. But I've never had anything quite like a
Three pints gone, one more round. And that was the clean version. That is the Moose song from their CD, One More Round.
Is it bad that I was singing along at the end?
No, that's you were supposed to sing along. But if you like that version,
makes me happy.
If you like that version, you have to get the CD One More Round, because they add one more they have a longer version on the CD,
God, Mark.
It's the raunchy one. You can find them at threepintsgone.com. Or you can go to our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com. Tell your friends.
Oh, man. If you want to contribute interviews, soundbites, music, or an idea for a show, you can email me at Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, at renaissancefestivalmusic.com with Renfest Podcast in the subject line. Oh, I can't get it off my head.
It does that sometimes.
Oh, shudder. Last up, we're going to close with the Brobdingnagian Bards and Finnegan's Wake from Songs of Ireland.
Tim Finnegan lived in Walkland Street, a gentle Irishman, mighty odd.
Hey, good lad.
He had a brogue so rich and sweet, and a rise in the world he carried a hod. Now you see the sort of a tippler's way, for the love of the liquor old Tim was born. And to help him on his wage day, the drop of the crather every morn. What for the dawn you dance with your partner on the floor, you try to shake, bend an ear to the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. One morning Tim felt rather foul, his head felt heavy which made him shake. He fell from the ladder and he broke his skull. They carried him home, his corpse to wake.
Oh, this lad's heavy.
Well, they rolled him up in a nice clean sheet,
a clean one. Lucky
and
lad.
Laid him out upon the bed, with a bottle of whiskey at his feet and a barrel of porter at his head. What for the dawn, you dance your partner on the floor, you're trying to shake, bend an ear to the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. Tim's friends assembled at the wake,
all five of them.
And Widow Finnegan called for lunch. First she brought in tea and cake, then pipes, tobacco and brandy punch.
Stay away from the punch, trust me.
Then Biddy O'Brien began to cry, such a nice clean corpse did you ever see? Tim O'Rimmo, why did you die? Will you hold your gob, said Paddy McGee. Whack for the dawn, you dance with your partner on the floor, you're trying to shake, bend an ear for the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. Then Maggie Maloney took up the cry, oh Biddy, says she, you're wrong, I'm sure. Biddy gave her a whop up in the gob and sent her sprawling on the floor. And civil war did soon engage.
I got five on the big
one. It was woman to woman and man to man. Shillelagh law was all the rage, and a row and a unction soon began. Whack for the dawn, you dance with your partner on the floor, you try to shake, bend an ear with the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. Then Paddy Maloney ducked his head, when a bucket of whiskey flew at him.
Oh no!
It missed and landed on the bed.
Oh, the waste!
The liquor scattered all over Tim.
I want to go that way myself.
And the spirit's new life give the corpse my joy.
It's alive!
Tim jumped like a Trojan from the bed, crying with your wild beach girl and boy, a thundering Jesus, do you think I'm dead? What for the dawn, you dance with your partner around the floor, you're trying to shake, bend an ear of the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. What for the dawn, you dance with your partner around the floor, you're trying to shake, bend an ear of the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.